Chapter 16. The first thing I noticed was a very strong current seemed to be blocking the entrance to the cave. A huge stream of bubbles pushed up against our swimming bodies, and the water went directly up my nose and burned my sinuses. I knew I couldn't actually drown because of the mermaid's kiss spell, but this was the closest I'd felt since we'd been down in the Undersea Kingdom. I inadvertently dropped Sienna's arm as I attempted to push the bubbles from my face, and when I looked around, I noticed the blonde and Jessamine were also struggling.
"The current is coming from that cave up there,"
Ariana called out over the rushing noise of the water, and I saw she was gesturing up toward a hole near the roof of the passage.
"I think I'm going to have to tow you through this, because I'm the only one with enough swimming strength. Try to grab hold of each other again, and Joe, you come after me, because you're the next strongest swimmer. Sienna, Jessamine, just hold on really tight, and we'll get you through."
"Okay," I gasped, and I had to fight all my instincts to pull my hands away from my face and actually reach out for Ariana. Next, I held another hand out for Jessamine, who then grabbed Sienna. "Are we all together now?"
"Yes, I think so,"
my blonde wife managed to choke out, and then she echoed my thoughts.
"Oh no, it's not possible, but I feel like I'm going to drown."
"Me too,"
Jessamine spluttered.
"Ariana, get us out of here."
"Okay,"
the mermaid said in a determined tone.
"We're going through this current now."
I held both Ariana's and Jessamine's hands in death grips as the redhead expertly flipped her tail back and forth to maneuver us through the stream of bubbles. The water was even colder than it had been outside the cave, and all my muscles clenched up as I braced myself against the strong current. It seemed like we were stuck in the stream of water forever, but when Ariana finally pulled us through, I realized it only had to have been a few seconds.
"And that's only the first obstacle,"
I said, once we were back in calmer water. We were now in a relatively open space in the tunnel, which was approximately 30 feet across and one story tall.
"Yes, and there's supposed to be half a mile to go,"
the mermaid sighed as she let go of me and brushed her long crimson hair back out of her face.
"I know,"
Jessamine replied from my right as she gripped my hand even tighter.
"I can't wait to see what else Eudora has in store for us."
"Wow, Jessamine, you're being sarcastic,"
Sienna snickered, but I could tell from her voice she was smiling.
"Things must be pretty rough." "They aren't great."
My dark-haired wife laughed nervously.
"Just look around."
As I scanned the passage in the chartreuse lantern light, I realized how many bones surrounded us. I saw piles of shark skeletons, a whale skull that had to be as big as a school bus, and worst of all, hundreds of what were clearly the remains of merpeople. The skeletons had the skulls, ribs, and pelvises of humans, but below the hips, they fanned outward into the shape of fish bones, which tapered down to the fins at the end.
"Oh, my!"
Ariana gasped and covered her mouth.
"There are so many of my people's bodies. I can't believe all the loss. This is so tragic."
"And, Ariana, look over there."
Jessamine gestured with her head toward a growth of what I'd initially thought was seaweed, but I soon realized from the slight lavender glow that they were more polyps. The main difference was, some of them were as large as full-grown trees, and I had no idea what Eudora imprisoned to create them.
"Oh, this is crazy! It's so loud in here!"
One of the most horrifying things about the tunnel were the noises that seemed to be coming from everywhere. Distorted, mournful whale songs were disturbing enough, but Eudora had really outdone herself by adding the sound of crying babies to the mix. I could also hear what sounded like rocks crashing down, as well as booming thunder, and, on top of it all, the sound of the witch herself cackling. I supposed I was lucky no one was singing yet, and I certainly hoped my new earplugs worked if someone started. I decided to proactively insert them into my ears just in case I ended up needing them. Suddenly, what seemed like an immense earthquake shook the entire tunnel. Then I heard the deafening sound of crashing rocks from behind me, and when I turned around, I realized the entrance to the passage had been sealed off. "Guess there's no turning back now," I muttered as my stomach sank.
"Was that what I think it was?"
Sienna asked, and her face was pale and green in the lantern's dim glow.
"Are we stuck in here?"
"I think so,"
Ariana sighed, and she looked down at the ground.
Listen, I know we're all ruling this kingdom together now, and we fought some incredibly strong enemies, but I still have to thank you all for coming along with me. Eudora was my enemy first, and now that I know for sure what happened to my mother, this has become a very personal battle.
Ariana, we're married. I reached out my hand to the mermaid again. This is our battle, and none of us would even think of not coming along with you, right? I turned to Jessamine and Sienna, and they were both nodding their heads vigorously.
We love you,
Jessamine told the redhead in a gentle tone.
And in case we don't make it out of here, I love you all.
Meeting the three of you has been the best thing that's ever happened to me, I informed my wives. I adore you all. But Jessamine, don't despair. We're definitely going to survive this. You have my word. I won't let anything happen to the three of you.
Okay, Joe.
My dark-haired wife gulped, and I squeezed her hand.
I believe in you, hero. I believe in all of us,
Sienna added, and she took Jessamine's other hand.
Come on, we're tough, and we've been through worse. Remember Jamar? That was pretty terrible, and we're still here.
That's right,
Jessamine said, and she straightened her shoulders.
We defeated him, and we're going to defeat Eudora too. For you, Ariana. But really, for all of us.
Okay, so what's next? I asked with a grimace. I suppose it would be best if we keep moving forward, but I want to lead from now on, Ariana. I know you needed your tail to pull us through that current, but unless something comes up again that absolutely relies on our swimming power, I want to be in front.
Yes, that makes sense,
Ariana began.
Shit!
Sienna screamed, and all of our heads whipped around to look at her as she held out her wrist. Somehow, a slimy strand of seaweed had emerged from the rocks below us while we were talking, and then it had wrapped itself around the blonde's arm. Oh, fuck! I shouted.
What is this shit?
My blonde wife growled as she pulled her sword from its scabbard with her other hand and began to saw away at the stem of the plant, but it appeared to be very strong. Don't worry, Sienna. I got you. As I pulled out Jeannie's wrath to assist the blonde, I began to feel the same plants wrapping themselves around my ankles and up my legs. I attempted to yank myself free, but the strands clearly had minds of their own. I was scared of them reaching my groin area, though, so I started to delicately cut away at them with my golden blade before they had a chance to wrap themselves around my thighs.
Joe! Help!
Ariana cried out, and I realized that despite the fact that she had her trident on her back, she didn't have a blade. Her wrists had become bound by the possessed seaweed, so I gently slid the tip of Jeannie's wrath under the vines and cut her free. Let's get out of here while we still can, I grunted, and I pulled myself totally free from the vines entangling me. Then I fumbled out for Ariana's hand, who reached out to Jessamine, who reached out for Sienna in turn. Everyone, hold on to each other. Sienna, are you okay bringing up the rear?
Got it, Joe,
the blonde called out. And I started to swim forward, although I soon realized there was a huge wall in front of us that we were going to have to make it across. It appeared almost like the slabs from the ruins, but it reached all the way to the ceiling of the tunnel. The wall was covered in the same indecipherable runes as the slabs we'd seen before, but I recognized one word that chilled the blood in my veins. Help. Piles of mermaid skeletons were stacked up in the corner next to the huge barrier, too. And I wondered if they'd gotten stuck as they tried to make their way through the passage. Ariana, did you see this in your vision? I asked my mermaid wife, as I scanned the stone wall for a space we could use to pass through it.
Not exactly. It was definitely rounder rocks. Obviously, we know there's a psychic connection between Eudora and the amulet. We've been using it to our advantage, but I believe the witch has been preparing for us as well.
That makes sense, I grunted, as I tried to keep the vines from encroaching on my limbs again. Then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a passageway through the wall that looked promising, and when I led my wives up toward the hole, I saw it was probably about 3 feet in diameter. I hope all of you are ready for a little bit of a tight squeeze. I don't think we're going to be able to keep holding hands, but I'll go first. Sienna, be ready to freeze time if anything bad happens. Swimming into a pitch-black passage was pretty intimidating, but I crossed my fingers, worked up my nerve, and made my way through the opening. I was having flashbacks to the narrow passageway we'd had to travel through on the Serpent's Curse when we found the hero's potion, and it honestly hadn't been something I'd ever hoped to relive. I pulled my lantern off my belt to hold it in front of me and swam about 6 feet into the narrow passageway, and then I groaned when I realized the tunnel dropped vertically. I tried to angle my lantern into the hole, but I couldn't see more than a few feet leading downward. It didn't seem like there was any other way forward, though, so I squeezed myself down into the next section of the passage. I hoped the princesses would have an easier time, but being surrounded by rock in the dark gave me an intense feeling of claustrophobia.
"Are you okay, Joe?"
I heard Ariana call out to me, and her voice echoed off the narrow walls of the passage.
"Hanging in there," I called back to her. "Everyone, please be careful."
"We are,"
Sienna replied, and Jessamine echoed her words. Hearing my wives speak eased some of the tension in my shoulders. I hated not being able to see their faces, but I knew they were skilled fighters in their own right, so I kept on pushing forward. A few minutes later, I was relieved when the vertical tunnel veered off more gently to the right, and I didn't have to cram myself around another narrow corner. I could feel Ariana's head by my feet, too, which I found reassuring, and as I held my lantern out in front of me, I used my other arm to propel myself through the passage. I just started to get into the rhythm of my swimming when I realized the tunnel grew a few inches narrower up ahead. I told myself the only way through this was forward, and I took a couple of deep breaths even though my lungs were on fire. Then I squeezed myself into the tighter hole, and while I didn't want to freak out the princesses, I definitely started to scream internally. The sensation of cold, smooth rock bearing down on me from all sides was more than intense. And just when I didn't think I was going to be able to handle it for one more second, the passageway opened up into a tiny cube of a room that couldn't have been more than 6 feet high and 6 feet across. The small chamber was the noisiest part of the tunnel yet, and the sounds of rocks crashing, thunder booming, and horrible animal and human noises bounced off the walls and vibrated through my body. I huddled myself up in the corner to give the princesses room to enter, and I put my lantern back on my belt and started padding down the walls for a way to escape. When I didn't immediately find a way to release the door to the tiny room, I felt panic rising up in my chest. "Calm down, Joe," I said aloud, even though I could barely hear myself speak over the chaotic noises. I could also feel my heart pounding, and I really didn't want to hyperventilate.
"We got this, Joe!"
Ariana shouted as she squeezed herself into the small chamber, and I'd never been happier to see someone in my life.
"There has to be a way out of here. Eudora wouldn't just build a series of trials no one could make it through. She wants us to suffer, to be sure, but I think she wants us to reach her so we can finally have it out."
"Good point," I gasped, and I started to feel even better when Jessamine and Sienna finally made their way into the space that was barely a room. "So, if there's a way out, what is it?" I tried to focus as I started patting down the walls again. They were covered in small carvings I assumed were more glyphs, but nothing stood out to me. I wanted to see if I could find a magic spot that would swing a door open, but then one of my wives poked me in the back.
"Joe!"
Sienna yelled, and she reached out for my hand.
"I think I might have found something on the wall. Here, I'm going to put your hand on it so you can feel it too."
The blonde placed my hand on a small indentation, and I traced my finger around it. "I see what you mean, and it does feel deeper than the other carvings," I told my wives. We were all so cramped, the light from our lanterns was only reaching strange corners of the chamber, but I tried to squint at the spot anyway. Suddenly, I was able to identify the shape on the wall. I realized it was a heart approximately the same size and shape as the original gemstone from the amulet, and I felt fear rising in my chest. I didn't want to open Eudora's lines of communication, or risk one of us being possessed, but we had to make it out of the tiny room to survive.
"Did you find something, Joe?"
Jessamine asked in a loud voice, and when I glanced over my shoulder, I saw she was squished across the chamber from me on the other side of Ariana.
"I did!"
I yelled over all the perpetual noise, and then I nodded.
"And Jessamine, it's something I'm going to need your help with. Unfortunately, I think we're going to have to return the amulet to its original form."
"Are you sure, Joe?"
Sienna asked with a grimace.
"We've been working so hard to protect it."
"Yep, unfortunately I am," I answered my blonde wife, and I managed to squeeze the amulet rock out of my pocket. "This is definitely a heart-shaped spot,
And there's only one thing we have that'll fit there.
Yes, I can do it. Just hand it over, and I'll remove all the transformations on it.
Sienna, why don't you freeze time first, I loudly suggested. Just in case everything goes to hell immediately after we transform the amulet.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
The blonde closed her eyes and focused for a moment, and then suddenly everything went silent. For a moment, no one spoke as we all savored the lack of noise.
That's a lot better.
Jessamine finally sighed as she reached out for the magically disguised rock.
I wish we could keep time frozen forever, though not in this tiny little space.
My dark-haired wife focused on the smooth stone in her hand, and when I saw it had become the red, heart-shaped amulet again, I flinched for a moment. Nothing immediately happened, though, and I worked up the nerve to try to fit the stone into the spot on the wall. My hand trembled for a second, and I wasn't sure it was going to work, but then the amulet slid into the notch with a slight twist of my hand. I held on to the chain in the hopes that I'd be able to pull it loose again, and I took a deep, burning breath and crossed my fingers. Then I pressed on what I believed to be the front door of the chamber, but still nothing happened. It occurred to me that it might be because time was frozen, and although I dreaded what would happen when Sienna let her spell go, I knew we had to try. Sienna, I began, but my blonde wife cut me off.
I know what you're gonna say, Joe. I need to unfreeze time. I'll do it as soon as you're ready, and then, God's willing, we can get out of here and head forward into who knows what lurks ahead.
I'm ready, I replied in a grim tone. We need to get this over with. As soon as time started up again, I was incredibly relieved to hear a loud creaking sound over the other noises in the tunnel. The door to the chamber was slowly sliding open, and since I was the closest, I pulled the amulet back out of the wall and pushed my way out into relatively open water. My wives followed me out of the tiny space, and I breathed a gigantic sigh of relief. Then I put the amulet back into my pocket, and I kissed each one of the princesses on the cheek in turn. But before I could say a word, a familiar voice echoed down from the ceiling.
Hello, hero.
Eudora's voice hissed over the other deafening sounds in the passageway, and it seemed turning the amulet back into its original state had given the witch a means to communicate with us.
I've been expecting you and your little... What do you call the mermaid and the other princesses again? Wives? I won't tell you what I think of women like that. You know I'm the one you want to be with. I could tell when I sang for you. I really hate this bitch.
Sienna swore, and I understood the sentiment.
Can't we just transform the necklace again? I don't think it's gonna be that easy. Try to perform your weak magic now and see what happens. I'm trying to transform it, but nothing's happening.
Jessamine informed us, and there was a hint of panic in her voice.
I'm gonna freeze time again.
Sienna growled, and I was relieved when all became silent. It seemed like the blonde spell had shut the sea witch up, and I was definitely happy about that.
It's still not working.
Jessamine grunted, and I looked over to see her face was contorted into a severe frown of concentration.
I don't want to let you all down. But I don't know what's wrong with my magic.
I wonder if it's because we're within Eudora's space now.
Ariana mused, and then she rubbed my black-haired wife on the back.
Jessamine, it's not your fault. You've been doing some incredible manipulations lately, and it's obvious how strong you are. You made Joe those plugs for his ears, and you've managed to keep this powerful object contained for such a long time.
I know. You're right. I just got upset for a minute, but I'm totally fine now. Well, as fine as any of us are at the moment.
Shall we try to move further ahead while time is paused?
Sienna asked, and I thought it sounded like a good idea. So we swam further down the tunnel, and I saw boulders frozen in the water directly above our heads. The space seemed relatively open in front of us, though, and I wondered if it was a trap. You're doing great, Sienna, I praised my blonde wife. And I patted her on the back as we swam through the still waters. I think the longer you can hold the time spell, the better off we'll be.
Well, I don't want to tell you bad news, but I need to let go for a minute, and then I think I'll be able to cast it again.
The blonde informed me, and she clenched her fists and grimaced.
Sorry, everyone.
The thundering sound started again, but Eudora didn't speak for a moment. I thought maybe she'd finally shut up for a few minutes, but we didn't get that lucky.
You think you're so clever, don't you?
The sea witch howled, and I could tell from the tone of her voice that we'd pissed her off.
You know who else thought she was clever? Princess Sariana. Your mother.
The mermaid gasped, but before she could respond to the witch's insult, four carved slabs of stone came from seemingly out of nowhere and crashed down around us. The room they had created was about 15 feet by 15 feet this time, but we were nonetheless trapped again. Suddenly, I heard a loud groaning sound from the ceiling, and when I looked up, I saw a wide, flat slab headed down toward our heads. "Sienna!" I screamed, but the blonde princess had already frozen time.
"Don't talk!"
Sienna spoke rapidly as she held up a finger to all of us.
"I need to do something, and if anyone talks, I might not be able to pull it off. Please, hold my hands."
My wives and I held hands in a circle, and I heard the blonde take a deep breath. Then I saw her lips move, but what sounded like gibberish came out. A moment later, I became aware of the loud creaking sound again, and when I looked up, I realized Sienna had reversed time, and the ceiling was now moving up instead of down. And then, the blonde managed to perform the most amazing trick I'd ever seen her do. Sienna had apparently reversed time far enough to where the four walls that surrounded us were now raised off the ground by about a foot and a half. "Come on, under the walls!" I shouted. I had no idea how much time we had, so I watched as my three wives squeezed their way out through the opening Sienna created. I immediately followed, and as soon as I was out of harm's way, the slabs came crashing down again. Then I heard a second crash that was the chamber's ceiling hitting the floor, and I realized we'd been seconds away from certain death.
"Oh, maybe she does want to kill us,"
Ariana groaned, and I looked over at the mermaid, who had her eyebrows furrowed.
"I assumed she wanted us to make it all the way to her chambers, but maybe that was too optimistic."
"I actually think it's because she sees how strong we are,"
Jessamine said in a low voice.
"She sees we can freeze time, and she knows we had the amulet bound for so long. I'm not sure she wants to meet us in a final battle."
"Yeah, plus she already had a chance to talk shit about us and your mom, Ariana. Maybe she said what she needed to say already, and now she just wants to end us. In any case, I think we need to tread lightly from now on."
"I can hear you, you know."
Eudora's voice echoed throughout the tunnel, and I found myself rolling my eyes.
"Let's see how you like another earthquake."
Suddenly, the entire passageway began to rumble, and the earthquake seemed significantly stronger than any of the previous ones. Then I heard a noise from above again, and I saw a giant boulder was about to land directly on top of us. I wasn't surprised when Sienna froze time when the rock was just about 3 feet above our heads, but I saw the blonde princess looked pale and was out of breath.
"Hurry! Do something else! I'll need a couple minutes to recover."
"My shield is up around us. Jessamine, maybe you should put on the second layer for extra protection."
"Good idea. This time, don't do the glass. Do the hardest stone you can think of."
"Okay."
My dark-haired wife nodded, and before I knew it, the light from the lanterns showed that we were completely enclosed inside a small spherical fortress.
"Can I let go now? I'll just need..."
"Yeah, you're good," I assured her with a smile. "Thanks for doing everything you've already done today." When time came back into motion, however, the boulder from the ceiling dropped onto Ariana and Jessamine's bubble almost immediately. I heard the terrifying sound of the stone that surrounded us cracking, and the piece immediately above our heads splintered off. Then the boulder came down, and I could see it push down on the top of Ariana's magic shield, and for one awful moment, it was headed directly at my face. The rock stopped about 6 inches away from me before it bounced off the bubble, though, and I found myself gasping for breath.
"Oh, holy shit, Joe!"
Sienna panted with wide eyes.
"I didn't know what was going to happen there."
"Me either. It just shows how strong your barrier is, Ariana. Maybe it's even stronger than before, because it didn't shake at all the way it did when the stingrays were attacking it."
"Thanks, Joe,"
the mermaid said, and I could tell she was blushing even in the pale glow.
"I've been thinking about ways to improve it since our battle with the stingrays, and though it's hard to explain, I've been casting the spell just a little differently."
"Well, whatever you did, good work," I informed her with a pat on her back. Jessamine, your shield probably absorbed some of the boulder's impact as well.
I hope so. I wish the rocks had worked a little better. I made the shell out of granite, but next time I'm probably going to use metal.
Do you think Eudora can hear us when we're in here? I asked my wives, as I looked around at our bubble shield. I haven't heard her talk trash in a few minutes.
It's nice not to have to listen to her. I don't really appreciate her implications about princesses, not to mention what she said about my mother. I'm readier than ever to see her ugly face again and truly begin the battle.
Well, then let's move forward, I suggested. Do you think we could stay in the bubble to swim? If Callie and the seahorses could do it, why not us?
Yes, I think we could, Joe. That's a great idea. Although, I originally designed my shield in a spherical shape. I can also fit it more closely to our bodies now. It's one of the improvements I've been considering lately. So, yes, I think we should try to go.
Thanks for keeping us safe, Ariana.
Sienna said as she reached out to squeeze her sister wife's hand.
I appreciate you stepping in when I had to take a break.
We all work together, I told my wives, because I always love to see them supporting each other. I know sometimes I'm just the idea man, but I can't wait until I get a clear shot at Eudora to blast her with the heat from Genie's wrath.
Me neither,
Jessamine confirmed, and then we began to swim closer and closer to the end of the tunnel, while enclosed within Ariana's barrier. I thought the end of the passage had to be close now, because it seemed like we'd already gone through so many of Eudora's trials. The tunnel itself was getting narrower and narrower, and it had gone from a width of about 20 feet to a width of about 10 feet in around 5 minutes of swimming forward. Luckily, there didn't seem to be any more boulders about to fall from the ceiling, but I started to see strange glints of metal in the ground. At first, they just looked like specks, but the further we swam, they appeared more and more like little points.
What do you think we're looking at, Joe?
Jessamine asked as she pointed at the shiny little spikes. I'm not entirely sure, I replied. But then I saw something else embedded into the rock. It looked like the silver hilt of a sword, and I gasped when I realized the points sticking out of the ground were actually the tips of weapons. As we made our way down the narrowing passage, the spikes got longer and longer until blades the lengths of daggers were exposed. In addition to swords, I could also see the tips of spears and three-pronged tridents. The sharp weapons emerged further and further from the rock walls of the tunnel until we were traveling through the smallest possible space with blades on all sides. The ends of the weapons were only a couple inches from our bodies, and they poked into the sides of Ariana's protective barrier in a way that was truly disturbing.
I hope we're almost to the end,
Sienna said in a grim tone.
I wonder where Eudora got all these weapons in the first place. I'm not sure, but this is pretty crazy, I have to admit.
I have an idea of where they came from, and I think I see something up there that's going to prove it.
At the redhead's words, the tight passageway opened into a larger chamber that was about 20 feet tall. A huge pile of skeletons rested in the corner, and I realized with a start these were distinctly human. Then it occurred to me who they were when I saw a piece of a rotting wooden mast with a torn, faded Jolly Roger affixed to it.
Holy shit! Did she steal all these weapons from pirates over the centuries? There had to have been thousands of swords there, not to mention the spears. Yes, I think she did,
Ariana said with a nod.
Remember when we were in the boneyard and we saw ships named after her? She's been doing this for a while.
Wow, I muttered, and then I shrugged. I'm not fond of pirates, but I'm really not fond of sea hags. Do you think this is it? Do you think we found her chamber? We all gazed up at the wall in front of us, which I now realized was made of polished shells and glimmering in the faint lantern light. It definitely looked like a door, and I just wondered how to open it.
Joe, look over here!
Sienna had swum over to inspect the wall, and she now pointed to a symbol that sat next to it.
It's a heart again, which I suspect means...
The amulet, of course. I pulled the necklace out of my pocket and stared at it. Are you all ready to do this? Are everyone's powers feeling strong?
I wish I had some of that,
Jessamine giggled nervously, and she gestured over at an ancient rum bottle that rested next to the pile of pirate remains.
Huh. Yeah, me too.
But we'll save that for the after party. After we kill Eudora, that is.
Sounds good to me,
Ariana said, and her face hardened with determination.
And I'm more than ready to face her and avenge my mother.
Well then, do you want to do it? I gestured with my head to the wall and held out the amulet to the redhead.
Yes, I think it's time,
the mermaid replied, and she took the chain with the heart from my hand and swam over to the indentation. When she placed the gemstone up against the symbol, huge bolts of red lightning came down from the ceiling and struck the ground, which made us all jump. The red heart appeared to be absorbed into the wall where the indentation had been, and it didn't look like we were going to be able to recover it. And then, the huge gleaming door to Eudora's chambers began to open.